40 days in the book of John. Jesus declares himself God. John 8:51 and 58-59. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Throughout the book of John, we find Jesus trying to tell those who would listen who he was. And he was the Son of God, God in the flesh. Some today claim that Jesus never called himself God. That is not true, and these verses today clearly show that he did. First, a critical Bible note. Whenever you read Jesus saying, Verily, verily, it means pay attention. This is important. So here, Jesus says, Verily, verily, or truly, truly in a more modern translation, and then teaches that listening to his words and following him will result in eternal life. He says, never see death, and he was talking about spiritual death. Then another verily, verily, and here Jesus declares himself to be Yahweh, the name God pronounced of himself when speaking to Moses on the mountain. Yahweh, Y-H-W-H. You see, there are no vowels in the Hebrew language. It could be translated as, I am who I am, or perhaps, I will be what I will be, or even, I am the one who is. This tells us about God's self-sufficiency and self-existence. Thus, when Jesus tells the Jews, before Abraham was, I am, they knew exactly what he was saying, that he was God. To the Jews, this was blasphemy and subject to immediate death. Thus, they, as it says in the scripture we read, they picked up stones to stone him. But Jesus, being God, simply walked out and left the area. I find it healthy to not get too casual in my attitude towards Jesus. Let us never forget that he is God, along with the Father and the Spirit. Thankfully, God loves us. My prayer, Lord, thank you for your love, care, and plan of salvation, which included me. You are Yahweh, the great I am. Amen.